chapter 28, text 26. Ashadhyam,
Ashadhyam,
Ayashasyam,
Ayashasyam,
Cha,
Cha,
Agu,
Agu,
Vishram,
Vishram,
Vayaham,
Vayaham,
Muchitam,
Muchitam,
Cha,
Cha,
Saratra,
Saratra,
Iji,
Opatyam, Opatyam,
Grastriyah,
Grastriyah,
Asadhyam, Ayashasyam,
Not achieved
by mere physical proximity.
By mere physical proximity.
So
So please go back to your home.
Purport, one sentence. Lord Krishna, you certainly presenting formidable arguments. Oh, my Sinatibandasya, Gijanjana Shadakaya, Chakshur, Gitam, Yena, Tasmai, Sri Guru Vedana, Sri Chaitanya Mano, Mustam, Stavitam, Yena, Bhutare, Swayam, Rukranayam, Dharati, Sakrantikam, Namaskrishnam, Rungati, Sachiputram, Krasurukam, Rupam, Tasya, Gitam, Rupurim, Maturim, Gosavitim, Krishna and Rama, Balaram, they appear, Atimatyani Bhagavan Guru Kapatu Manasha, they appear in this material world to perform wonderful activities, superhuman pastimes. Atimatyani Bhagavan, material superman of Krishna. He proves a superman in so many pastimes, but he does. He performs activities which seem, he looks like a normal human being, Krishna. He looks like he's performing the normal activities here in this world. But he's something very superhuman. It's extraordinary. And it says that they come along to perform these pastimes to attract the minds of the devotees. To give the devotees some engagement so that they can withdraw the senses, withdraw the mind, withdraw the intelligence from the material energy. And transcend the material energy and uplift the consciousness by absorbing ourselves in the pastimes and activities of Krishna. Kritavanjira Kamani Sahara Vena Krishna. And Krishna says in the Gita to Arjuna that if you understand this Janma Vidyam, this Janma Karma Vidyam, the activities of my pastimes and lila, then you won't have to come back to this material world. This will be the end. We'll wind it up here. If we just absorb ourselves and hear the chanting about Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada goes to the great lengths to explain that this is not an intellectual process to understand Krishna's transcendental pastimes and activities. It's not a process of activity of accumulating knowledge. It's a sadhana. We hear the transcendental pastimes of Krishna for our purification, for the purification, enlightenment, and the direction and guidance and the nurturing of the soul. So it's not an intellectual activity. It's not something that we have to go to the university for and search out through the pages, the stacks of the university libraries, and do our research on Krishna. If we try that process, then we won't get bhakti. Shraddha bhakti dhamma. There's in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, the third canto of Bhagavatam, it's explained that we should hear in association with devotees. Satam prasangam mana vidya samvido. Bhavantirikana rasayana katha. This katha, Krishna, is a rasayana, an elixir, it's a medicine. And it's administered through the ear hole, rasayana katha. And then it purifies the heart. It sits on the heart and it cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated. It's an extraction process, hearing. It's a highly potent process for purifying the consciousness of our material entanglements. It's such a complex web of existence that we weave ourselves into this material world. It's almost, we can't get out of it. We're practically condemned for eternity through our material attachments, subtle and gross attachments. And Krishna says in the 15th chapter, very beautiful in metaphorical language, that this material world is like a banyan tree. Its complexity is like a banyan tree. They spread out everywhere, and we cannot find the origin of our conditioned nature in this material world. Don't even try. All the brilliant philosophers and scholars and astrologers, they can never understand the origin of the condition of the living entity. So don't even worry about it. Just asanga dhrivena chitva. Through detaching ourselves from the material energy, from the material association, this determination, dhrivena, we have to cut this lot of material existence. And we do that by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing the transcendental pastimes and activities of Krishna. In the 10th canto, there's so many verses which glorify the process of hearing the Hare Katha, Krishna Katha, to help us to become free from our material attachments. But there are 9 cantos that precede the 10th canto that prepare us for that ultimate purification, for that ultimate extraction, for that ultimate open heart surgery. We need preparation for that. It's not that we just die in here on chapter 29. First Bhagavatam class, we're hearing about Krishna and gopis. We're given to the Vendita. We're in the highest, the topmost Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. And here we are. Of course, the devotees here in Melbourne Temple are very advanced, like I understand. And that's why we're here in these pastimes. There's a lot of preparation that's required to really understand what's happening here. And the more subtle levels of the Lila of Krishna, all the stages, appreciating and understanding that just the pastime and activity of Krishna dancing with all the gopis and having 16,000 wives, etc., etc. But Krishna's pastimes, we're prepared for that. Nyanyena Tathadena, Bhagavan Hari Ishwaraha. I said at the beginning of the Srinavata pastime, in the start of the 10th century, that Purikshita Maharaj is saying, please, Sukadeva Goswami, just pour it on now. My days are almost numbered. It must be on day 5 or 6 of hearing. He's heard the first canto, second canto, third, fourth, sixth, sixth, seventh, ninth canto. Yena yena vitayana, Bhagavan Hari Vishwara. These pastimes of Lila and activities of the different incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead have been very relishable. And thank you for sharing them with me, for helping me to become prepared. But please, these pastimes of Krishna appear to be the most relishable of all. Bhagavan Hari Vishwara. What you're giving to me in one chapter, or in 4 chapters, you say, the advent and the birth of Lord Krishna and the Putana Moksha. What you're giving me so far in the 10th canto, right at the start of the 10th canto, 4th or 5th chapter, what you're giving me is unlimitedly more ratim, is an unlimited more flavor and taste, rasa. So please continue to tell me all the pastimes, childhood pastimes of Krishna. That is what's really inspiring me, and that's what's keeping me alive in this last couple of days of my existence here in the material world. And I know if I just fix my consciousness on these pastimes, I'll be liberated. It said at the end of the Putana chapter, Sukadeva Goswami says that Yaripat Putana Moksha, whoever hears this pastime of Putana Moksha, they will receive Govinde Labhate Yatim. They will receive attraction for Govinda, for Krishna. you'll increase, that this will enhance your sati for Krishna, attraction. And in the 12th canto, then Sukadeva Goswami concludes Bhagavatam by saying that the Srimad Bhagavatam not represented here is the essence of all the Vedas. Sarvavedanta Sarvamidam. Srimad Bhagavatam Ishite. He said, this is it. You've got the essence of the whole Vedas. Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yaj Veda, Atha Veda. You've got everything here. In 80,000 verses, you've got a package. I gave it to you 7 days. I couldn't give you the whole Vedas, but I gave you the essence of it. And with that essential teaching of the Vedas, Manyakyasyabharadhikachit. It said that when you develop a taste for hearing the pastime connectivity in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam Ishite, Manyakyasyabharadhikachit, that you won't be interested in hearing any other literature, the prologue literatures. You won't be attracted to them. You won't waste your time on the woman's vehicle and the new idea and all the other stuff. Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, whoever it is, won't be of significance. Because Krishna will be our hero. A little blue boy from Vrindavan is playing the flute. He's the one that we have developed Govindam Vadadevati, some attraction for. We develop some attraction to hear the Harikata. Tavakatam Uttam Tapta Jivanam, the gopis will sing later in this section. This is the most intimate section of Bhagavatam. The gopis will sing this bhajan that King Prabhupada Purusha recited to Mahaprabhu in the Jagannath Balabha gathering of King Jagannath Puri. Tavakatam Uttam Tapta Jivanam. Kaviri Yirikam Kalmasha Ashapapanam. That this nectar of the Harikatha, Krishna's transcendental pastimes, the Krishna book, this nectar can destroy all inauspicious things, kalmasha apram. It's recited by the Kavinis, by the learned scholars, the sages, the great rishis. They recite this to inspire the devotees to develop more and more and more and more attraction for Krishna. Govindeva. Because those pastimes and activities are the medicine for the Kali. Babosha was spoken in Obadama. At the beginning of the 10th canto, I said, the real medicine for our material condition is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to hear the Harikatha. That is the medicine. That's the real medicine. Our doctor has that. And he's confirming that this is the medicine. When Mahatma, he used the medicine, he says to his patients, he gives them one mantra. Every time he leaves the pill, the medicine, he says that with this Oshadi, Oshadi Chintayet Vishnu, medicine can't really protect us, it can't really cure us. But when we take the medicine, we should remember Vishnu. The real doctor will give you this medicine. Oshadi Chintayet Vishnu. This is the mantra on the surgery. Oshadi Chintayet Vishnu. We went to a doctor in Chapati with a friend of mine who was very sick. And we have our own hospital there in India, in Bombay. And very nice doctors all have full tilak. And they all, in the hospital, when you walk into the hospital, there's a murti of Prabhupada on a big Vyasa sign like this, in the foyer of the hospital. And it's all kind of stone marble. It's like an altar, it's like a temple. You walk into a big temple. But it's many courts, story like a big hospital. It is a hospital. Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. And the loudspeakers, they have throughout the intercom to every floor, and in the operating theater, everywhere. In the toilet, wherever you go in the whole building, you can hear Prabhupada Bhajan. 24 hours a day, 24/7. Lying in the deathbed, you can hear Prabhupada. If you go to Tuesday, you can hear Prabhupada. You go in there for a checkup, you hear Prabhupada Bhajan. And then the doctor, he prescribes his medicine. There's all different types of doctors there, of course. Surgeons and all sorts of specialists and general practitioners, physios and counselors. The biggest department there is spiritual counseling department. All the doctors have their little offices. And then the biggest office there, like the GM's office, is the spiritual counselor. And he goes to all the wards with a trolley And on the trolley you've got Jagannath Balabhadra's torture. He's the tea lady. He comes in. Like here, if you go into the hospital, the Royal Women's Hospital, the tea lady will come in and give you some biscuits and a cup of coffee or something. Like that. But he comes in there with Charnamrita. He wheels in Jagannath and gives Charnamrita. And they get better. These people get better. And who is there? It's Muslims. 50-70% Muslims taking Charnamrita, Mahaprasada, and Darshan and Jagannath. They all come into that hospital. Not Hindus, hardly any Hindus. Hindus don't want to pay. They go somewhere else. All the Muslims come there and get treated for their disease, their material disease. But they don't know that they have this other medicine that's going in their ear. The Rosh they're hearing the glorification of Guru Brahma, Uttama Shloka. They're hearing the glorification of Krishna who performs his Atmanatyani Bhagavan, superhuman activities. So they come out of there feeling enlightened. They come out of there spiritually uplifted. The doctor we went to, he says, Prabhuji, you've got mucus and you've got this and you've got that. It was for a friend of mine. And he says, you can't take this. You can't have sweets and you can't take milk tonight. And he was giving him the list, right? The whole list. And Prabhuji was very sick. He said, okay, whatever you say. And then he gave him the prescription. And then we're walking out and he said, Prabhuji, so we went back to the desk and he gave us Mahaprasada, sweet. And he said, but Prabhuji, you told me I can't take sweets. I said, you can take Mahaprasada. You can't go home, you can't have delays and everything on the side of the road, but you can have Mahaprasada. So he took the sweets offered to Jagannath. In the cafeteria, there was a canteen, all the doctors and nurses and the cleaners. All the cleaners had tea, like everyone's got tea, I think. The bus, the driver, the ambulance man, everyone in the road. All of these shared practically. And the accounts person, everybody. You can't find anyone working in the hospital that doesn't say Hare Krishna. At the beginning of the day, they gather. We took this practice up in our school in Auckland. At the beginning of the day, all the people who work there, the ambulance driver to the accounts department, doctors, everybody. They stop everything, the cleaners, put down the mops, and they come into the foyer and they have a pravachan. They have like golden number, it's a small class because someone might be dying. So they have short, quick class, but every day it's regulated. So then the GM, the person in charge, he'll on the microphone, he gives his morning kind of lecture. Yeah, nice lecture. He gives realization and inspirational speech to get everybody focused on what the purpose of what they're doing there. Not saving the material body, just saving the material body, but saving the souls. And then everybody goes to work. Very happy. You go to book in their reception. All the reception ladies have saris on. Full of effulgent items. So it's a very wonderful experience to go to the hospital. We actually stayed there. That was our accommodation on the fourth floor of the hospital. We thought, well, I picked my wife up and I said, oh, I've got a nice place for you to stay. I went to the hospital. Not such a nice place to bring me to the hospital. And after a few days, we were very comfortable. Go down to the cafeteria for Italy and Dutchman. So, this is a medicine. Hearing Hare Katha is a medicine. This will relieve us from our suffering. Anyway, at the beginning of this 24th chapter, the 10th canto, with the Brahmins' wives, today we're studying this verse, Shravanat Dashanatyanam. This was a verse that Krishna spoke to the Brahmins' wives. He also gave similar arguments to the Brahmins' wives. The Brahmins' wives came out. The Gopas, they were feeling hunger. You know they were feeling hunger. And so they approached Balaram and Krishna. Rama Rama Mahabaho. Rama, your arms are strong. You're a powerful person. Krishna Dushta Bahadana. Krishna, you can destroy all the evil animals. All the demons you can get rid of easily. Please, can you do something about the demon of hunger in our stomach? We want you to destroy that. He can destroy so many demons. Come and destroy this hunger demon. He's growling in my belly. Can you destroy him? And Krishna said, yes. Go and ask the Brahmins for some food. See what they say. And Krishna is orchestrating once again this another transcendental lila, levels of lila in this Krishna's pastime. So he sent them there, knowing full well that they wouldn't come, that they wouldn't give, that they would ignore the boys. So the boys went there on the plea of Krishna Balaram to get something for the food, some prasadam. They were unsuccessful. And they came back and Krishna was smiling at them. He said, don't mind, just go with their wives. See what their wives are about to say. When they went to their wives, the wives dropped everything on the same route of the gopis. See these gopis here? They were, some were milking the cows, some were feeding the children, some were looking after the elderly members in the family, some were getting dressed, some were, they were in all different stages and states of their daily activities. And as soon as they heard the fruit, they were gone. They left. So as soon as the Brahmin's wives heard that Krishna and Balaram were hungry in the forest and they weren't very far away, he vidura, the very first time. And then go to the forest and they collected all sorts of foodstuffs in big baskets. The four types of foodstuffs, optimum foodstuffs, rasgulla, rasmalai, and samosa, kachori, and puri, everything they got. Big basket for them. The four types of nectar, chaturvita, the four types of foodstuffs they put together in the basket and they ran into the forest. And then, walking along the Jamuna, they saw Krishna Balaram through the trees. They saw them. And that was the perfection of their sight, the perfection of their life when they saw Krishna Balaram. Shamam hiyanya paridim vanamada yabaha. He said that they saw Krishna and this beautiful form of Krishna, Shamasundara. He looked like a monsoon cloud. Hiranya, he had this beautiful yellow dhoti, silver dhoti, yellow color. Vanamalya Baha, and he had a garland of forest flowers, and he had a peacock feather in his head. He looked very attractive for the Brahmin's wife. They were completely mesmerized, like a deer, they were stunned. Looking at this one. Shamam hi amya paridim vanamadri vaha. Tatu, Natara Bansu, he looked like an actor on the stage. He was dressed so beautifully. He looked like an actor on the stage. And Krishna, he was holding, he had one hand, Anubansi, on the shoulder of his friend. He had one hand up for us. And he was he was twirling a lotus at the other hand. He was very nonchalantly standing there in the forest. They saw him walking and he stopped. He put one hand on the shoulder of his friend, his other hand, and he was Vinyasahasta Itadena. He was twirling this lotus. He looked very, very gorgeous. Irresistible. And they were just their hearts went out for Krishna. They said that they took Krishna with their eyes, they took Krishna in their hearts. And they captured him there. Kanapaloka kapola mukapja hastam. The beautiful locks of hair were caressing his rosy cheeks. Kanapaloka kapola on his cheeks. And on his lotus-like face, he had a big smile. Mukha abjahasam. He was laughing on his lotus face, was smiling. That's what the gopis said. That was the darshan of the gopis. Shamam hiranya paridhudana lalya. So, the gopis have got come out to the forest. They have their baskets full of prasadam for Krishna and the gopis. These Brahmins' wives, they're not the gopis. These Brahmins' wives were young. Krishna was young also in his pastime. But they had, it said that they had this affection for Krishna, not like mothers. They had like a paramour affection in them. And then Krishna told them, he said, he welcomed them. He welcomed them to his grove, you can say. Very auspicious. Swagatam, swagatam. Swagatam, swagatam. Mahabhago, O auspicious ladies, welcome to my forest. Swagatam, Swagatam, Mahabhago, Swagatam. You most auspicious ladies, ask for me other than a seat. Karavamiti, what can I do for you? Please take a seat. What can I do for you? Come to my house in the forest. How can I help you? It's very good that you've come here. And they said, we came here to serve you. We want to be, we just don't want to go home now. We left our husbands. We left the decades. We don't want to go back there. Swaha. We don't want to go there. This is our swaha. This is our gate. This is our offering. We're not going back to that. That's the ritualistic activities. That the Brahmanas themselves condemn their attraction for these materialistic activities. They're performing an activity, the Agnidasa Homa, to go to the heavenly planets. They're living in Vrindavan. They're living in Braj Bhumi and they're performing their home to go back to the heavenly planets. And at the end of that pastime, the Brahmanas, they say, to hell with our brahmas, dig pratam, and dig to hell with our expertise, akshami bhagya, to hell with everything, to hell with our hard work, kulat, to hell with our learning, jnana, to hell with all these things, to hell with our three initiations. Initiation, first, second, and third initiation, the Vedic rites. To hell with all this. We didn't get Krishna. We had the opportunity to serve Krishna. We didn't get him. Our wives got Krishna. The wives came back. Krishna sent them back. He said, you go back home. This won't work. If a cowherd boy is playing around in the forest with a Brahmin's wife, this would look very bad in society. It's not the right thing to do. Alright, cowherd boy and cowherd girl is okay. But cowherd boy and Brahmin, not a good idea. So he said, in order to maintain the social order, you should go home. And it was with this verse that he convinced them to go home. Shravana Dashanam Dhyana. Shravana Dashanam Dhyana. Maya Bhavan Kirtana. It's by hearing about Shravana Dashanam, by seeing the deity form. Dhyana, by meditation. Maya Bhavan Kirtana, by chanting. Kirtan. That's how you'll get it. And then the next line is very important. Natata Sankarsana. He says, it's not by mere physical proximity that you become Krishna conscious, that you get Krishna, just by being in the dance, by being in the groves. You could be in Maya, full Maya. You saw that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's passion, when he went to South India, he took Chokaharadas with him to South India. He was right next to Mahaprabhu the whole time for months and months and months. And he began attracted to the Bhagavad. He became attracted to the material energy. What's your name, Mahaprabhu's person? Natatasanikashana. It's not by that physical association that we become Krishna conscious. It's by Shravana Dashanam Dhyanam Anukirtana. It's by hearing and chanting and meditating and remembering the pastimes and activities of Krishna. That's how we become Krishna conscious. That's our connection. That's our kashana. That's our connection with Krishna. To absorb ourselves in these activities. It's our life and soul. It's the sadhana. When Prabhupada was writing on the Jaladutta, he said that the only source he had so far from home, from Vrindavan Dhamma, is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's absorbing himself in this Bengali classic. Krishna Sarvaja Swami, the pastimes and activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is an extremely important message that we're hearing today from the Srimad Bhagavatam. That it's only by hearing, by having darshan of the deity, by meditating, and by anukirtana. And Prabhupada says many, many wonderful things about meditation in the Bhagavatam, first canto of Bhagavatam. So many things about hearing. Hearing is just, that's given. That we have to do. Otherwise the abadresha, the inauspicious things in the house, but they won't be removed. We'll be cultivating it. We'll be nurturing it. Unless we hear Ashtapresha abadresha. Every day, you cannot talk about this anyway. And if we can't come to the temple, we have to hear at home, we have to hear in the car, we have to hear in the office, we have to hear in the bus, in the train, wherever we are, we have to hear. So much facility, we have to hear in that day. have a nice MP3 player, you can have 10 gigabytes of hearing. That's not enough. The whole way from Auckland to Melbourne, your MP3, practically one lecture you heard. 3-hour lecture. One lecture. Yeah, some of these devotees, it took so long that they're Christian. Just one stop, and you're dead. Wherever you are, you have to hear about Krishna. Otherwise, there's so much a facility that's available to hear about Maya, to hear about your true energy, to become absorbed in just complete temporary things in the material world. The temporary things in the material world are an illusion. They're not a reality, but we make them into reality by association. By association of the mind, by association of the concepts, by association of different entities. Karanamguna Sangosha, Sarasaka, Jamasan. We associate with different types of people, and therefore we take different types of verbs. We come back from the material world. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good. Now we're in one of those stages, you can say, of our surja, which is quite auspicious. Kind of found the Radha Bhava, Shishu Gurunta, Jagannath Bhava Niskadra, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and we have to take full advantage of that mercy. Otherwise, we can slip. There's always a chance of slipping. Param, param, yadu, param, the danger of which death, even on the world, even on the path of bhakti, there's danger. We should never become complacent. The hearings are just for the ADCs. ADC is hearing. ADC, the GDC is hearing. Everyone has to hear. Anyone who comes in contact with the process of Krishna consciousness, we have to hear. And the hearing is just to come to Madhya. It's not bitter poison for the jhana type. We are in jhana type condition. Shatnam Krishna Charitana Sukhatitya. Rupa Goswami says in the Mecca instruction that the holy name is. It's sweet like sugar candy. Shyat Krishna Nama Chaitanya. But in our avidya, in our ignorance, thinking that it's bitter, this is a bitter melon, and there's no sweet substance. There's no, it's just bitter, bitter, bitter. You don't like it. We want to go straight for the nectar, straight for the kheer, straight for the curd. No bitter melon. But we have to go through this process. And in the association of devotees, it's relishable, it's enjoyable. So we want to hear. We don't want to hear about the race course or the dogs. Who's going to win the dogs tonight? Race the dogs around the track. Hopefully you don't even know that's what they do here. At the dog race. That's not so interesting for the devotees. Devotees. Have a high taste, isn't it? Param Vishwan Bhattata. So we have to hear, we have to have the Darshan Deity. The Darshan Deity is so important. Darshan Deity, that doesn't mean we just come in Govinda Manipulushan and take off, hit the road. But we have to have that, keep that Darshan in our consciousness for the whole day, 24 hours. Prabhupada stresses 24 hour Krishna consciousness all the time, not just 7 o'clock Krishna consciousness. 7:15 Maya. So it's 24/7 Krishna consciousness. So Darshan of the Deity means, what are we doing when we go to the supermarket? Are we buying something for Krishna? What are we doing when we go to the clothes department? Are we just buying more and more things for ourselves? Indulging ourselves, our senses? Increasing my beauty, my reputation, my fame, my glory? Or am I here looking for things? Increase Krishna's glory. That's my meditation. That's deity worship. That's darshan. All those thinking, the transformation of consciousness from me, Kama Medhi, to Krishna. Krishna Medhi. It's for Krishna. Idam Krishna. Idam Krishna. Not for me. It's for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Vasudeva. So the darshan, it said that Krishna is present, fully manifest in five forms. He's always in Goloka Vrindavan, he's Krishna. Shamsa. Jupal Brahmin form Shamsa. Goloka Vrindavan. In the expansion Chatuvyuha, the first expansion, Krishna is manifest fully. Chatuvyuha, Chatuvyuha. Then the 24 expansions of the Vishnus, the Vaikuntha planet, Krishna. That's fully Krishna in the 24 expansions. And in the Antarami Shakti, in the heart of the living entity, is Paramatma, that's Krishna. And in the deity form. And the deity form subsumes all of those other forms. Goloka Vrindavan Krishna, Krishna Chaturvyuha Krishna, 24 expansions of Vishnu Krishna, Antarami Krishna, Paramatma Krishna, is in the Achyavigraha, in the form of the deity. The deity is a very powerful form to connect with Krishna. As I'm now who has stressed itself so much, you know, Shraya Seva Murti. To do that in Murti Seva with great faith. Faith is so important in this process. Shunyat Shradayo Matyo. Here with faith, Shunyat Shradayo Matyo. Father Bhagavishwara, this nectar of the Pasana Krishna. Then, Govindela Deva. You'll get attraction for Govinda. And with that attraction for Govinda, the little blue dot on the bank of the front, the Jamuna River under the lunch you up, then you won't go back to the material world. Mm-hmm. Rupa Goswami gave that advice. If you want to stay in the material world, don't go to the Jamuna. Don't go to the lunch you up. Because you're going to see a little blue dot. He's going to capture your mind, he's going to steal your heart, and he's going to completely destroy your material attachments. So make up your mind before you go there. He gave an option. So that darshan is very important. Without hearing in the darshan, you can't have dhyana. Dhyana doesn't exist without hearing the darshan. There's nothing to dhyana. There's nothing to meditate upon. Except for Ramavinya or all these guys. That's Vinyashravana, that's Vinyakirtan. For so many years. Well, here in Australia it's not. Okay, so soccer's big now. World Cup. But whatever it is, AFL Cup or whatever it is, that's Vinyashravana. Good dose of it. Put on the radio, read the age or something at all. That's our darshan. That's our shravana. Shravana kirtan. And it doesn't do as much good. So what did Krishna say? What did he say to the Brahmins? What did he say to the gopis? Pratiyatapatalabhuyam. Go home. Go home. Hear about me. The Brahmins' wives went home. Obediently. They're trained like that. But the village girls are not sorry. They didn't come home. They stayed here and we have four or five more chapters that describe what happened when they stayed here. Okay, we'll finish there. Any questions or comments?
Yeah,
good.
This is saying how Krishna was fully present in Delhi. And we often then have a kind of like saying that it's worshipping the deity and it's kind of true star and it's nearby and you know, just our personal charity things that they really want us to give so much importance to deity worship. So sometimes it kind of puts you off a little bit of
personal charity is at least to the Mahaprabhu stress deity worship a lot. And when you go to the Dharma, you see the Goswamis and deities. Radha Ramindaji, Radha Balabhadra, Radha Mohan, so many beautiful deities in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar Mandir is full of beautiful deities, worshipped by Radha Devi Bhushan, worshipped by Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur, worshipped by Jiva Goswami, worshipped by Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Radha Girihari, worshipped by Raghunath Goswami. Mother Mohan, worshipped by Sanatana Goswami. So many beautiful deities are there and they've been worshipped for hundreds and hundreds of years. Still worshipped. And the Nitya Seva is very, very wonderful in some of these temples. Some of the decorations that come up with on the deities. And it's a very, very prominent part of our whole Siddhanta, the God relation. Siddhanta is worshipping the deity, Shraddha with faith. Srila Prabhupada, I was told he is very, very early in the development of his ISKCON, either in Ograd in 1966, then came deities and Radhakrishna deities, Gaudiya Radhakrishna, here in Melbourne, 1975, he opened this temple. The Radhavallabha came before that, 72, I think, Radhavallabha in Australia now. Radha Gopinath in Australia also. Radha Giri Hari in Auckland, 74. All over the world, Prabhupada was still in deities. And he did such a beautiful job. I was speaking, I was meditating on that this morning, King Mangalati. These altars, the way that they're set up now, that's how they were set up in Prabhupada's year. When he did the Abhishek for Gaudiya, he did the Abhishek inside that Simhasana. Exactly how it was set up in Prabhupada's year. Very few things have changed. Kongpa was saying to me the other day, when we met after a long time, he said, so many things fade, you know, into the past. Because I'm from Melbourne myself. I was born and bred in Melbourne City. And I joined the temple here. And then a few years back in Melbourne Temple. And he said, Kong was making that statement that things fade, so many things fade in the past, you know. A trip down memory lane, going back to see parents and family members and stuff. But one thing that stays the same, that's ever fresh, that's always increasing, is Radhavallabha. The temple. Exactly the same as it was 18 months ago, as it was 10 years ago, as it was 20 years ago. The first darshan I had was exactly the same as now. Beautiful dress now, beautiful, everything is very fresh. Even they get new sets of the old sets. Some of the sets that these are wearing now are old sets, the old sets. And they just do the same design. Like that blue one with the hearts. That blue one. That was an old set. And they've got a new one now. Deity worship is very, very important. And going out of here, Melbourne Mahaprabhu in India is very potent. That's why the verses are so potent and so advanced. Because they take right about the Mahaprabhu every day. And that's it, the Dasha.
If I may ask something, how the hearing into the heart, if you can explain on it. The mechanism.
Yes, I should. You should know.
I want to know from you.
This is a layman's explanation. How the hearing process comes to the heart. In the second canto of the Bhagavatam, it's very beautifully described what we have to do with these senses. The knowledge acquiring senses and the working senses. We have to put them together in Christian service. We have to do so with them. He said, what's the use of having the eyes if they don't see Krishna? If the eye doesn't have the darshan of the Lord, it's like the eye on the peacock feather. It's useless. What's the use of having the nose if it doesn't smell the fragrance that can offer to Krishna? The flowers and the incense and the oils. What's the use of having the ear if you don't hear it? Hare Kata. You don't hear the Kirtan. What's the use of having the ear? That's like the hole of the snake hole. Nobody wants to go in the snake hole. That ear is useless in the head if it doesn't. What's the use of this fancy turban? It's merely a heavy weight that can drown one in a pool of water. If we don't use the head for offering obeisance to the Lord, what's the use of having these senses? Or having a head? Having ears and eyes and nose and mouth. What's the use of having them all if we don't use them for Krishna? And Prabhupada says in one of these purports, second canto, third chapter, that the Krishna consciousness is a dynamic, the transcendental dynamic nature of the soul, the rational service. That's what he says. The rational service is the transcendental dynamic nature of the soul. So the senses have to be re-spiritualized, revitalized. It said these senses are useless. Without Krishna, they're useless. Without connection with the Supreme Lord, they're useless. So the ear, the purification of all of the gates in an orphanage, at the moment we're studying this pastime of Puranjana, King Prachin, Vahishat is being enlivened by Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is presenting an allegorical study of King Puranjana in many, many chapters in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Wonderful shlokas of Vaidya pronunciation. And he's explaining to Prachin Vahishat that the gates of the body, these nine gates, five on the eastern side, and one on the south, one on the south, and one on the north, and the two in the west, the nine gates of the body, they have to be purified by engaging in these service. Because they're all gates to hell. You go through any of these gates and you can go to the highest planets. And then it says that we have to use all of the gates of the body for purification. Also, to catch up with the ear, so the ear is the most important of them. Of all those senses, we can say the ear is the most important. Probably the tongue is most important, but that's the control thing. But the ear is for the shravana. We have to hear through the ear. And that hearing process, it said, it's a transcendental vibration. You have designed, now we have, everybody has a mobile phone, but you have the telephone system, and you can talk to someone on the other side of the planet through the sound vibration. You can, from here to Auckland, you can talk to somebody. That's quite mystical, in a sense. You're manipulating material energy in such a way. Sound vibration can be transferred like that to the ether. So why wouldn't there be a more sophisticated, a more subtle science for communicating with other beings in different spheres, in different dimensions? So when we say it's poured in the ear, it's not like physically poured in the ear, but it's a vibration, a transcendental vibration, it goes into the heart. And we say it goes through the ear passage, because Rupa Goswami says, when he gets a taste for chanting the Lord and Lord, he wants 1,000 times, he wants 1,000 years to hear the glorification of the Lord, he wants 1,000 times to speak the glorification of the Lord. But the vibration is working on the heart. So the heart is, see, all the senses are centered around the mind. The mind is one of the senses. They're all centered around the mind. And according to our karma, we get different types of senses. Some of the particular proclivity for something, for intellectual activities, or for sporting activities, or for whatever it is, musical activities, artistic expression. That's all due to our past karma. And we get a particular set of senses that will facilitate that proclivity, that inclination. These senses will facilitate that. And the mind is the powerhouse, the center. Therefore the mind has to be controlled. The only way to control the mind is by hearing how to control it. Chanchalam Himana Krishna. It's very, very difficult. It's a raging. But we can control the mind by hearing. There's lots to be said about hearing and purification. Mahaprabhu says it right at the beginning. Chetadala Namajana Bhagavahadala Nibhata. Eight things. Eight purifications. And that's what Shlokam Vishnu. Karoti karma ramyani. In hearing, there's a 10th canto by Rupa. It says by hearing, these pastimes are very relishable to hearing. Karoti karma ramyani. And at any Gopa Gopinam, Krishna performed these pastimes for the pleasure of the cows, the gopas, and the gopis. The gopas and the gopis. And this is very satisfying for the ear. And that's the compass on Yangos is that it's very pleasing for the ear. the ear and the hand is very connected. The transcendental science of the pure anything else? Because it has all the other four in them. I mean, they're all poetry. But it says that the deity form that comes to the material world that we worship, that enables us to facilitate service to the Supreme Lord, has brought with us all these poetry from the work of the Lord, from the mystical soul. So there's a lot of potency there, potential for us to connect. The holy name comes from Goloka Vrindavan, the deity form comes from Goloka Vrindavan. And in Kali Yuga, without the holy name, we can't access the deity. So all the deity worship that we do begins and ends with Harinama.
And on top of that, we have previous anarthas stopping us to working as a blockage. Then we have Maya attacking on us. We have impersonalism and voidism. All these things are always suppressing us. So give us some very strong tips we can get some power to maintain our Krishna consciousness and further progress and feel the pride that we are performing devotional service also because we get pride that we are doing something good. So these all things probably kill our luxury. The thing we want to achieve, they stop us.
That's a nice question. How to overcome this? Even when we're performing bhakti, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains in the Madhuri Kalabhini, there's a certain kind of attractions that come away from the performance of bhakti that can be obstacles to increasing our bhakti. One can develop anarthas, even in the process of performing asadhana. We can do things for material benefit. And how to overcome that? In the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the perfect remedy for this. And this is the ultimate inside information that he gives to Vasudev, the leper Vasudev. There was one in South India, Mahaprabhu was traveling extensively in South India, and he came across this Vasudev the leper, near the house of Kurma, the Brahma of Kurma. Kurma the Brahma is a very instructive pastime, and it could easily be related to today's meditation. But anyway, we won't because it's getting late and we want to go. But then Vasudev the leper, he was cured from his leprosy. And then he said to Mahaprabhu, how do I be free from pride now? Because, I had sores hanging off, dropping off my body. My fingers were melting and, I was a mess. I was in a leper colony. And now I've got my features back. I've got my limbs and my health rejuvenated. And he's a very attractive person now. So he says, how do I maintain humility and not become proud of these things that we get from performing bhakti, from coming in contact with Krishna? In the pastime of Putin also. Putin, his body when it was burning, it smelled very beautiful, fragrant. The guru is a very intoxicating, fresh, fragrant aroma coming from the body that everyone was smelling. They were attracted to that place. Candidates to see what this beautiful smell is. So anyone who comes in contact with Krishna has a potency to be transformed, to be purified, to be cleansed, and to be free from our putrid previous condition due to the anarchy and material association. But in order to maintain, to not become complacent, for one, and to maintain the determination to continue, as you asked me tonight today, to continue our aspiration for future purification and a lifelong process in the marathon of Krishna consciousness for the young Ramakrishna Rambalam, for the remembering Krishna life to the last moment, as Pariksit Maharaj is learning here. How to do that? Mahaprabhu says two things. He said to chant Hare Krishna, always to chant Hare Krishna, and to serve the Vaishnavas, serve the devotees. So if we always chant the holy name of the Lord, and if we're always in a position where we can perform service for the Vaishnavas, then we'll become free from complacency and from pride that develops from performance of bhakti. And pride is a killer. Mamavahadipasangadosha, Krishna said to Arjuna at the beginning of the 15th chapter. This is a process of surrender. Become free from pride. Mana, moha, illusion, jita sangha dosha. Jita. Jitan. To conquer the senses. Sangha dosha. To
adhyatmanitya.
Adhyatmanitya means vritta karma. To be free from the rumors of sense gratification. Pandravi Mukta, the duality of intelligence. And who are fixed in the science of Krishna consciousness. There it is for me. So those two things are a good start. Continue to chant all the name of the Lord and serve by silence. And Rupa Chaitanya Devaranda does the same with a few other preachers. He said Gita, so I'll give you a couple more. One of them is that you shouldn't hear the Vidhisthaka. Karma Gita. Leave it. If it's going on, and there's no shortage of it, and if it's going on, just take a detour and do something else. Because that's going to disturb you. Not just you, everybody. No, Karma Gita. And Karma Gita shouldn't be. Don't hear it and don't speak it. And don't overeat. Of course, at first we have a tendency for overeating. I had a friend who joined this temple about the same time as me, somewhere in my Atul Krishna. And when he was a bhakta Osh, he was in charge of cleaning the plants every day. He didn't go out on Sankirtan. He was just spaced out for on Sankirtan. He was just bhakta Osh. So he was doing the plates. Now he's a great devotee. He's a teacher in the mindful energy. Then, many years ago, he was cleaning the place here for all of us every morning from Mangalaki to Shayanaki. 7 lots of plates he ate. He didn't get charged. And he ate every offering. 7 offerings he ate. He would eat the noon sweet offering, the fruit offering, the breakfast offering, the Rajabala offering, the afternoon fruit offering, 7 o'clock offering, the 9 o'clock offering. Finish it off with puri and sabi. And Dr. Osh. Was a great person. So he became Krishna conscious by overeating actually. But after some time he had to scale down. He graduated 7 offerings, 6 offerings, 5 offerings. There the most important ones. No Grammy Katai. Hearing it or speaking it. Chanting the holy name and serving the devotees. So. And that I just know about the name of Jesus.